Hello and welcome to the second half of our season of Sea of Stars Divine Engines. This is a Girl by Moonlight series. We did 10 sessions, if you include the session zero of this, back in 2023. And we decided that we wanted to finish this out. We needed a few more sessions to do it. So that's what we're doing now. We've got six sessions to come back to that. So I encourage you, if you're checking this out because you're curious about what Girl by Moonlight is, go back to that start of that series. It's really solid. Like it's quite good, I think. There are some series that I would recommend people watch, and this is definitely one of them. We will be, because this session is part of Open Hearth Gaming, we're hoping in this week, maybe next week, we're going to finally have implementation of the various YouTube videos that are recorded for the community, actual plays, as podcasts in our podcast feed. And we'll have a feed for that. I will put a link to that in the show notes. That way, if your pleasure is to listen to actual plays while you're doing something else, that will be much more handy for you. And hopefully we'll start working through our backlog and get more of those in there. But my name is Lowell, pronouns he, him. And as I said, this session is part of the Open Hearth Gaming Community, which is an online gaming club, community, so on. We have a Patreon, we have a Slack, we have a Discord. We're going to have that also in the show notes if you want to check that out. Nobody reads the show notes, but I mentioned this anyway. Hey, oh, well, I should probably have to say like and subscribe. Maybe I'll do that too. There we go. And as a means of eliminating a certain section of my audience, I'm going to now talk about safety tools, just to remind everybody of the safety tools that we use, because it makes some people cry great tears when they hear me talk about pronouns or safety tools and good. So our lines for this game are homophobia, sexual assault, torture by the PCs, and transphobia. We have veils on dental horror, eye injury, harm to animals, and sexual content. And we also have a romance matrix and some other things. And as the players know, we are also using the X card as a tool for reactive play. And then we also have an open door policy, meaning that should we need to step away, step out for whatever reason, we can do that without having to justify ourselves. Those are all the things that are kind of in play. Last session was a coda to the series. The session before that, we had done a big mission that strongly involved Sia slash Radiant, in which there was another version, part of something of Lyra. That they encountered, they took with them an own Meoji with the goal of getting some things to repair the Last Bastion's systems. Everyone had some visions of some alternate areas, some alternate things, but managed to survive that. There was some weirdness with Radiant throughout that. And then the group managed to come back, and they did not come back to the Bastion as it had been. In fact, when they came back, they had to wait before they could make their jump. And in fact, when they made the jump to the Bastion, it was the Bellerophon found it in a different place. And clearly it had been attacked in the meantime, and the battle had been fierce, and there had been severe damage to that. We'll talk about what the status is of the defenses and all of that in just a moment. But the communications were cut off, but some of the P players were able to find out that there were some tensions, some rumors about, betrayals, all of that kind of thing. The other team, Arcturus, did fight a bit, but it apparently was a very bad situation, very bad time. So in the meantime, the group did some scenes. It predominantly came out of the fact that when Lyra opened the cockpit, Radiant was not there, but in fact, Sia was, and had also lost a limb, and so was rushed down to medical. There were some things, not many people saw that happen. There were also some things that we found out that since Sia had been missing, that some people have kind of covered that up and covered over on that, and work had been done to kind of hide that. The engineers, the fellow engineers of Sia, don't know what's going on. There was some talking with Team Arcturus. There was a dinner between Tav and Sia. There was a conversation between Tav and someone named Azumel. I say that because Sherry has not changed the name of her character on her display thing. But essentially, Manon and Tav had a conversation about things in which Tav didn't say what was going on with Sia Radiant because he'd made a promise about that, but kind of hinted around on some things. There were some meetings with Zavi and Tav, and it was a lot of character interactions and setting up and that kind of thing, and the group returning back to Bastion. Is there anything else, like crucial plot-wise, that I'm leaving off as I go through that, or have I hit kind of the high points? Okay.
Do you think that Manon and Sia had a conversation as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yeah, there was
definitely
definitely
remember
one.
Manon knowing about Sia and Radiant now
Yes,
as
and
well.
saying that she had to speak with Radiant then at some point, but that wasn't a thing that needed to be
Right.
rushed.
It was interesting because in listening to it again, it like Sia never comes clean, never is explicit about it. He talks around it the entire conversation, and so I do like that kind of ambiguity that is still happening there. So if we look at the sheet right now, the last bastion, the track. Is midway on tier two. So that is where that is at. The Leviathans are just into tier three. Our readiness we've reduced, and it's down to six. And there's an important decision that at some point you have to make. You have another series ability to take. You decided to possibly take one from another playbook. You talked about taking the Never Alone ability or taking one of the shrine abilities, but coming up with your own shrine ability. So that is another thing that is kind of on the table. We can get that when we decide to. The flagship itself, there's no work on anything for the upgrade track. We've got the observatory, which gives plus one to engagement rolls for recover engines and hunt Leviathans. Mess hall, which gives plus one die when you do make connections there. And then the training facility, where you can spend a downtime action to gain 2 XP in the sun. So all of those things are already on the table. Lyra has 2 damage on it, and no ticks on the recovery track. Pegasus has 1 damage and 2 ticks on the recovery track. So that is where we're kind of coming in. So we're going to go back to the start of the mechanical phase here. What I want to do is do that roll. Those initial rolls we do. And then I want to give a chance to do some like framing up of what's going on with the last bastion and interaction with people. And then we'll go to that links and sort of downtime action phase for creation of those things. But I want to give you space to get yourselves oriented here. So with that in mind, let me open my copy of the book here, this beautiful, beautiful book. And go back. to the set of processes. If you're watching this at home, you're like, how can you not remember? It's been months. So you will please forgive me on this. Okay. So the first thing that we do when we start a next cycle here is obligation, which is essentially the way that we check and see where your stress is at. And I believe your stress should be clear to everybody because it clears at the end of of the mission. But now I'm going to give you some fresh stress. Delicious. Let me open up the roller too so that I know where that is at. Ooh, look at that last roll by the GM. That was a very bad set of rolls. Tav, we're going to kind of take a check on the day-to-day of you. What is your lowest attribute?
My lowest attribute
Any of them.
is,
They're all the
yes, they're
same.
all at two.
So, sun is for obligation involving scary people and circumstances or is physically taxing. The moon is for obligations that break your heart and drives you to despair. And stars is your obligation puts you under social pressure or sets off your anxiety.
Let's go with sun.
Okay. So let's have you roll 2d6.
2d6.
Look at that.
Five and a four.
So you're just going to mark one stress to start out with. You're in pretty good shape.
Yay.
So one of the things is when you return back and the Bellerophon goes into orbit, they do send the El Miyoji down, but they also, say all of you are welcome to come down planet side to the Bastion. Tensions are high, so we want to make sure that you, if when you come down, you tell us and you have an escort and that kind of thing. And Octavius, we need you to come down.
All right, then.
Okay. And I think there is a thing where you arrive. What do you think for you as you come in, like from the landing base? The ornithopter flying you to the central quarters for your division. What is the thing that you see that tells you like this is a what happened in the battle? Like this is something. This is a piece of damage.
Okay, and Bastion itself is
It's a great
basically
big
the
city. There's a force dome over it.
And it is the kind of corpse of a god in its in at least the metaphysics.
Yes, it is definitely in the same way that Rome was kind of built to a sacred architecture based on the hills and so on and the ideas of that. There's a sort of sacred architecture, the idea that this is built on top of the corpse of a god or manifests that.
I think that as I come in, I could see that there is a massive crater where damage has come in, and that while there, I think they're still having to work with like some fires because it's recent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we still see some like around that perimeter of the crater, there are some fires, but in its center. You could see that something has bubbled up, and there is like this writhing and multicolored, like almost like oil sheen color liquid. And you could tell that it's got motion. Something is roiling it up there. And that has been blocked off. And you could see that, in their heightened state, people are giving it a wide berth, but there's almost a, a little bit of a fear
Yeah.
that's generating out of that.
The you again, you're dampened and trained with this, but you're coming back to Bastion, and I think even with your training, even with the drugs, you can feel the pain there that is kind of in the atmosphere. Some of it is also that, as I mentioned, the jump that you went to, you're in a system with a lot more stellar disturbances and gravimetric issues and things like that, which is causing havoc on the electronics. You are brought in, and it's one of those times where they bring you in for testing and procedures and things like that, where you most feel like you're a kid because they don't tell you anything. They don't answer any questions. They have you sit in a chair. They have you do this. They hook you up to X, Y, and Z, not things that they've done before. Like, and they don't explain themselves throughout this whole process. There's a you will probably catch sight of one of the Hesiarchs. And just for a minute, you see the Popess, the High Pontiff. She is there briefly, and then
Oh,
gone.
shit.
And like that seems to occupy all their attention. And then they've forgotten about you. And maybe after an hour, somebody comes in the room and says, "You're dismissed, Octavius. You can head back to your ship."
Was there anything wrong? Is everything okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
The guards will escort you back. Manon, what is your lowest?
All two as well.
Ooh, everybody's going for the twos. All right.
It's just you want a
What
little bit of everything, right?
sun, moon, stars, lucky clovers, which one do you want?
No, I like the idea of the sun too, but different than dives. So scary people. What was the other thing? Sun is
Sir, people or circumstances, or is physically taxing?
whichever. Yes, those.
Sets sound what you want?
Yeah.
Let's have you roll.
Okay. It's a two vibes.
Five and a five again. Look at these good rolls out of the gate.
It's gonna
I
be
mean,
a
that
cakewalk,
can
right?
it bode so well for everyone else.
So well.
So well. Why don't you go ahead and mark one stress?
I have.
And what is it that you need to do ground side? There's something you personally needed to do.
That's interesting. And when you say ground side, you mean down
In the
on
last bastion,
in the
off
last
of the
bastion.
Bellerophon, back down on the planet where all this kind of chaos is.
I think I have to go to the makeshift cathedral that's in the bastion. I say makeshift because I came from the cathedral, and
Yeah, it's not a real
this is
cathedral.
like and I have to walk, essentially do that sort of 24-hour cycle of prayers at each of the stations for the to pray the great calculations, and and I think that it's just that's it's my it is literally my annual obligation.
And it is exhausting. Most people don't do the full thing. They buy the books on tape version of it to put into their mind imprint. But you do the full physical physical process. What is the final station of that?
Think the final station is like there's the it's the last 6 hours of the 24 hours where you kneel for those 6 hours, and then at the end you stand up, and that's the hard part. The standing up is that thing that you have to get yourself ready for, and you truly beseech to the to the powers that be to give you the ability to do that, because your knees aren't having it at that point. So
That seems fair. That would kill me.
yes.
Uh,
So
that
I kind of like to think that this
yep.
is actually kind of like all recorded and broadcasted as well, if that makes any sense.
It normally would be,
But it's not right now.
but they're putting kind of like you'd be surprised when you go to do that. They say, right now we're holding back information on your team and their location and that kind of thing.
I furrow my brow. I do not understand. You have been nothing but paragons of virtue in
Yeah,
this.
you have. You seem great. Zavi, you are, unlike the others, you are 332.
Yeah.
So you are definitely Sun.
Yes.
So let's have you roll 2d6. That's just
Four.
too stressed. That's still pretty good. Who do you go to try and find out if Koja is okay?
This question is anything specifically. Our mutual friend and like former roommate or something.
So I think it is that you go down, you try the digits, the numbers that you were given, and they are clearly his, but you'll get the recording back that this portion of the communications array has been damaged in the recent attack and is out of order.
Yeah.
We expect it to be back up in 58 hours,
Yeah.
and so you go in and track down, your former roommate. We'll assume that they have some connections to the military. They're
Yeah,
not
sounds good.
a fly or anything like that. So they do know you're in there, but they're a little surprised to see you, and they're like, are you sure you should be like walking around like this?
I mean, nobody said I couldn't, so yeah.
There's some talk now, some people after this last attack that are spreading some rumors, spreading some things,
Like
people
what?
saying that we only get attacked when the Bellerophon and our people go out and attack the creatures, and if we just left them alone or turned them over to the enemy. It's so just there are some people who are saying crazy things now.
I mean, do you realize words of, there's literally two squadrons left.
I don't think these people are connected to reality.
Yeah, okay.
But you needed to check on Koja?
Yeah, the communication's bad. I couldn't get a hold of him. I just wanted to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, let me pull up the notes here. And I'll kind of go through that and stuff. It looks like he checked in. He is alive. It looks like his apartment block was damaged. Currently, it looks like he's coaching kids athletics at some sort of orphanage center.
No, that sounds right.
Do you want me to call him? Do you want me, or do you want me to give you his number?
I've got his number. I couldn't get through.
Okay. Do you want the number of the facility? Okay. And he'll give you that. But I do think that took a while, like to track down someone who would know, and that there is just that worry for those first couple of hours. Sia Radiant. I assume we're with Sia right now.
In and out. I think he's, still recovering and having a hard time with that.
Sun or moon?
Well, I wouldn't want to sway the trend that we have going on. And given the whole like horrible injury thing, I would rather go in the sun direction than the
Sure.
moon right now.
So 2d6.
But no, I was just here. Why are you? I swear I'd already signed in.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign in again.
Now I can't spell because people are watching me. There's no G in that. Five.
Five, all of you doing so well.
Wow.
Setting the course for what will come later. I appreciate that. So yes, we'll just take a point of stress. What is it about the new hand that is driving you crazy? When you lose a tooth and you got that feeling and you got to kind of stick your tongue in it, and it's just like that feeling. What is it about this replacement hand?
I think it's sort of double-sided, in that Sia is still having a lot of recovery time and like he's supposed to be on bed rest for a lot of stuff. So what he has to work on to occupy his mind are like little fine projects. And that like fine, refined control of his hand doesn't come automatically, like the sort of AI learning systems in it are good enough to do the things, but he has to like take it very step by step. And he gets like more and more frustrated until Radiant, who is supposed to be there to protect him and like fill in where he's not good, will start trying to manifest and like do things for him. And that doesn't help anything either.
And I do think it is a little freaking you out throughout this, because it's not your hand, but it's also not Radiant's hand. On top of all of that,
Yeah, and I think Radiant, there's weird magic we'll never really understand about all of this, but I think Radiant, when he comes out, looks like his arm is undamaged and complete. I think probably physically it's
Yes.
still the like prosthetic underneath, but there is an illusion of it, and that's fucking up Sia's head as well.
Excellent. I like that. Did we? I mean, there was the engineer, young woman, and I can't remember if we gave her a name. I don't see her in the NPC tab. The one who of the engineers was kind of very pleased and relieved to have you back. Oh, there it is, Rosa. We just don't have a picture for her.
Yes.
We'll have to do that. Sherry, would you get on that?
Very important work needs to be done.
Yes, throw her down the rabbit hole. So I want to go backwards before we kind of call scenes. Sia, Radiant, what, just to remind us, because we kind of sometimes forget about these things, what are your promises?
Let's see. So Radiant sees a hero hidden inside Zavi, and he'll help awaken that hero so everyone can see.
You still feel that's the, like, does that still feel right to you?
I think so, just because we still haven't had that sort of like culmination storyline with
Right.
Zavi of whether he'll go for the full like transcendence or whether he's gonna like figure out some other path.
Okay. And what's the other one?
I will help Manon Bears find someone to truly connect with before the weight of her separation breaks her.
Okay. So I just wanted to check in on those so we can kind of remember those as things we have.
Yeah. The Manon one, like I still want something in that vein. I'm not sure if it's entirely right anymore. I don't know. I'll think about that one. I may shift that one.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, or, I mean, you may shift what you mean by connection, like what you want to connect them to, perhaps. I like that. Zavi, what are your two promises?
That's a good question. I will show Manny that she doesn't have to serve the cathedral anymore. I have done absolutely nothing toward that.
Okay.
And
It is
Sia
a
doesn't
naive
belong.
promise.
Yes, it is. Sia doesn't belong here. I'll help him escape from this life.
Which is an impossible promise.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate that. Let me actually come back to Sia, and then I'm going to come back to you, Azavi, with this question. Sia, what's the thing we see in the visuals on screen on the Bellerophon or down on the planet or in your costumes or haircuts or anything like that that tells us that there's been a season break? They
Well, I mean
don't admit
the
it. Like the continuity is like we're still the clearly just a few days later, but something there's some changes.
I see, I got you. I think I think on Sia's uninjured arm, which arm was it? Was it dominant or non-dominant?
I thought it was your right hand.
Okay.
I'm played by a different actor and nobody mentions
Oh God, that's so tempting for Sia and Radiant.
it.
No, I think it's that on his other on his left forearm and wrist and going down into his hand, he now has a like intricate sort of tech motif tattoo. And there was a whole like B story to an episode that sort of got cut out of the rotation, but they still kept the changes from the plot, so we never really know why exactly he got that tattoo, but now he has
We've already built the thing for it, so we
it. Yeah, we
gotta
have all the
do a bunch
character
of,
models, we're just using those.
Zavi, what's another thing that we see, either on yourself or in the background or something that is an odd difference? We upgraded the CG. Have we changed something in the background? Do we have new uniforms? What do you think?
Actually, I kind of like the new uniforms idea. Like, just for no apparent reason, uniforms still the same color, but there's something like they're obviously different.
Obviously, do you think it's a cut difference, or do you think it's slight, the same color scheme but slightly darker or slightly brighter, or?
I think, yeah, I think darker color, like similar but darker,
The
and
show's a little
like,
grimmer than they thought it would be, so I think we're going to have to redo the costumes to make them a little darker.
And I think like somehow both less military and more like.
Okay. So some time spent modifying that to get some different vibes. Manon, first of all, what are your promises?
Let's see here. I promised the bishop that I would shield Octavius with my life. And then I will protect Thavi until he can learn to pilot and perhaps grow into his role. It's getting closer. So that one is something that might have to change here, but it's definitely.
All right.
Because I think that we've made a move in that direction, right?
And what do you want as another thing that has changed in our season break?
I agree that the uniforms changed. There definitely was a thing to make Manon's much more form-fitting, but the thing that I think that's really interesting is they actually redo the colors on Regulus so that they match us as
Okay.
well.
Interesting. Did some work there that they
He's a best-selling model, so that's the
absolutely.
thing. So it's
Absolutely. They have videos of them spending hours putting the Gundam together for that one. So
exactly.
Tav, what are your two promises?
Let's see. My promises are I will save Zia no matter how many times he has to die, and I will not let anyone know Zia is radiant.
And then you have the one up above, right?
That one up above, or is that?
Yeah, because your
Oh,
C1 is a you got that you
yes.
got an extra promise.
That's right. I will help Manny hear Bastion's purpose for her.
Okay.
So I'm not my last conversation with this Bastion. I'm not sure I like this Bastion.
I want to come back and.
I had changes.
Oh God, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oh, please tell me.
Well, I got cast in a movie where I had to bulk up.
Oh.
And with age and bulk, I've actually squared off my jaw and I'm a bit buffer. It's right now. So.
I probably to do this, like the first scene we see of you is actually in a gym, like
Yeah.
to, as if a couple of days of that has done this. Plus, they want to show you coming out of the shower and that kind of stuff to get the most out of it.
Exactly.
So, Octavius, before we get to sort of downtime actions, I do want to give you a chance to, if there's something you want to do with the group, if you want to pull people together, if you want to do a scene before we go to that.
I think that Yeah, I think I want to go and speak with the bishop.
You will. Often when you find the bishop on the Bellerophon, you find him on the ship and he's in prayer or he's working on something. When you arrive and he, does enter, he's much more like engaged with multiple screens. And like clearly communicating with several different people, and there's like working on some kind of project or something, and he will note you, and he will will essentially do the chant gestures to his people to say, we will continue this at a later time, and people will boop, 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 wink out on the screen, and he will turn to you and he will say, Octavius.
Grace, I hate to bother you, but could I have a moment of your time?
You rarely take the opportunity to come speak to me on spiritual matters, which I hope this would be. But even if it is not, I will take that opportunity. Please sit.
Thank you. And it is at least partially on spiritual matters. I had felt that Bastion had a purpose for me. That I was doing Bastion's will. But of late, I feel as though I no longer know what Bastion wants from me. What I can do to best protect everyone. I have no doubts in our mission. What we do is important. I feel I've lost the closeness with Bastion that once I had.
It pains me that I cannot allay some of your spiritual concerns, Octavius. Bastion has. Keep in mind that Bastion, until you returned recently with the Onmyoji, has been hurt. And right now, Bastion is integrating what was learned into itself. And it's also dealing with the pain of these things. So Bastion is an ever-changing being. It's not a static thing. There is much I wish I could tell you, but I'm going to say something to you with the understanding that you will not repeat this to anyone else.
Yes, Your Grace.
And you see him pause, and you see he actually put his hand over, like, on the desk, and he hits something, and you have the sense that he actually, like, turns on the security interference field. You'll feel that kind of click of static that closes down the room, and he will say, I had lost hope and faith. I had in my darkest hours felt that the work that we do here is hopeless, that we fight in a battle, in a war that we cannot win. I no longer feel that way. And I'm not going to say anything more, but I no longer feel that way because of you. If I could say more, if it were permitted to me, I would tell you. but I cannot. Trust me. I think we can win.
Yes, Your Grace. Thank you.
We didn't have this conversation. And he will turn the barrier off and dismiss you.
All if I could.
Manon.
Yes.
What is it that you would like to do? What scene do you want to call? Who do you want to interact with before we go to downtimes?
So many good scenes this last time. That's the thing. I think I think I'm gonna go find Zavi. Zavi's still in his eclipse.
Yes.
No.
No? Oh,
Nope.
clear. That's right.
Ooh, all right.
Sazavi, where does Manon find you?
Wandering aimlessly around the city.
Oh, I like that after coming out of the cathedral. Yeah.
Yeah, like walking past the cathedral with no intention of going in.
Okay. Just as I'm coming out, and I'm like, Zavi?
Hi.
And she looks back at the cathedral. She's like, what are you doing here?
Just
I mean,
walking
you're
around.
welcome. You're welcome.
No, it's I enjoying having space. Like there, you can, there's a lot more places to go here. I didn't have anywhere in particular in mind. Just I felt like since I was not on the ship, I should go somewhere.
Yes, you can kind of walk around more places, can't you?
Yeah. And see things that aren't, the same all the time.
Yeah, where the hangar is the big space, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there's, I don't know, it's nice to just see something different once in a while. You don't even have to do anything about it, just see it.
So what have you seen today? Just sort of kind of catch up with you formally, like shadow, so, shoulder to shoulder, like where it's not just that she's tagging along.
Yeah. There was this guy trying to ride this. It's a ve some sort of like weird vehicle that I have never seen before. It only had one wheel. It was very weird. And he almost ran into a pole, which was. But here's, and I like described this thing, and it was very funny to look at, and you had to be there. I saw, and just like describe totally mundane but slightly odd things that you wouldn't see on the ship that you would see in the city. About you? Oh, you've been in the cathedral, yes, the cathedral stuff.
Yes. Because I should probably go and eat something.
Yeah. I walked past this place. They sell everything is like cooked on a stick.
Stick food. Okay.
Stick food, yes.
It smell good?
Smelled good.
Let's do it. And she sort of turns around back that way. Is it okay? You can see some things you've already seen.
And the place is called something like, you know, Bits on a Stick.
Okay,
It's very
that's good. All right. You can get different colored bits.
honorable.
All right.
Unrecognizable lumps of food on a stick.
And I think she goes, which she starts, she's like, I had the impression that there was some hostility towards the pilots. Have you run into any of that?
So apparently there's some, I don't know, some people have this theory that when the Bellerophon leaves, that's when they attack, like, which I don't know if the idea is that we are somehow betraying the city or like have, I'm not sure exactly what it is. I don't think anyone is sure what exactly the theory is. The theory is that somehow we're responsible.
She sort of, I'm surprised that it's taken any traction. And
Yeah, I mean it doesn't make any sense at all.
she sort of steps and goes, Bastion is wounded, though, in pain.
Yeah.
We could consider it feverish, perhaps as much as anything. It's sort of a nightmare that seems as real as anything else.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. Like, if it's irrational, then people are going to be irrational, right?
I mean, it's a god, so
That's
they're
bad.
irrational anyway.
Yeah.
So, rationality doesn't apply to them.
That's true.
What makes them wondrous and miraculous and very dangerous. So, which kind of bits do you suggest? I mean, the white ones look safe.
I was thinking the orange ones.
Oh,
They smelled sweet. I'm not sure what any of these things are made of.
we'll ask the vendor
No,
to
you don't want to know. Don't ask.
stop.
Just ask what the flavors are.
What are the flavors?
The orange one is orange.
That isn't, that's a color.
And a flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the purple one purple flavored?
No. It's eucalyptus.
I've never heard of that.
It's a semi-medicinal.
That doesn't
I've
sound
had
like
enough of
not
hospitals.
the purple ones.
I'll go for the orange ones. And is there anything that has a sort of grain flavor to it?
Like beer?
That wasn't what I was thinking of. I was thinking of more like bread.
Oh, yeah, we've got bread.
Got bread flavored lumps? I
Oh, we
don't
got
think so.
bread.
Oh, you got bread.
Yeah.
Hey, you got bread? It's just, I would take some bread.
Okay. The bring out bread. It is clearly grown from like underground fungus and wheat and uses mushroom flour and stuff and
It's been
the
baked, right?
yes.
Oh, we only get things that have been dried, rapid dried. So, yes, she will
There's an
order.
efficiency to rapid dry, but it also takes all the flavor with it.
That's exactly my point. Yes, she will actually order a god-awful amount of bread
Okay.
for one person.
Let's cut there. Let's take our break. We'll come back and we'll go with Zavi and Sia. Okay. So take 10 and we'll continue. So, Zavi, what scene would you like to do?
Let's see here. Should I? Should I anyway? Oh, and there's during the break. I have written down from way back in the last session. The only note I took from it is Zavi currently thinks the last Leviathan ate Radiant. And I had
Yes.
totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, you were like, well, where is Radiant? Like, is he gone? Is he? Yeah, very much. Yes.
So I think like Zavi is a little weirded out that no one has mentioned that. Like people have just not wanted to talk about Radiant for some reason. Don't know why. I think the person to talk to about that would, let's see. Do I go to my NPC or should I go to Tav?
Tav or Sia seems to be the logical choice there.
Yeah. I think I go to
You did
Tav.
have a conversation last time with Quora O. Oh,
I
that
did.
was the one in which you found out that Sia is her nephew.
That's right. I forgot about that. I don't think I don't think I have talked to Sia, so I'm gonna see it.
Sia, where does Zavi find you and in what state?
I think maybe it's like there's some like physical therapy slash training with the prosthetic that he has to do like every afternoon for an hour and a half sort of thing. Might even be in that. What do we? We have a training facility. It's
Yeah.
there.
That's how you get your son up. Yes.
Cool. Yeah. I'll, walk in, maybe not even looking for Sia and see him there. Like, hey, how's it going? Hands working. Excellent.
Oh, thank God you're here. Oh my God, please come over here. When I'm the only one
Sure.
here, all I can do are these solo puzzles, and I figured them all out like the first 15 minutes of the first day, and they haven't changed or gotten any harder. But I mean, we could. Have you ever played handball? They like handball here.
Yeah. Sure, that sounds good. That does look really boring. You'd think they could at least make, I don't know, something a little more entertaining than that.
Well, I mean, I offered to design them a whole bunch of new things, but apparently I'm not supposed to be doing any sort of extraneous or strenuous work or whatever.
I mean, how strenuous
I
would it
was doing
be?
like air quotes, and I think his air quotes are like weirdly mistimed.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know what? I'm kind of bad at handball, so this is perfect.
Oh, good. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah, my friend Koji always like completely kicked my ass.
Yeah, and I think Sia is like, as promised, very awkward with it. Not a big sport kid to begin with, in the apocalypse. But then like his hand keeps messing him up either in timing or in like when he does hit the ball, he has a tendency to hit it like way too hard.
Yeah. I think you'll notice that Zavi is doesn't lack for size and strength, but does lack for coordination. And so like also tends to just sort of hit wildly, which probably does not help Edwards at all.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh,
So we just
sorry.
spend the whole time ducking,
Okay, we can you don't have to. It's We can sit down and do some terrible puzzles for a while.
Hey, listen, have you? So nobody's brought this up, but like, is there gonna be a funeral or something?
What?
For Radiant.
For Radiant?
Yeah. He didn't come back with us. He was,
Well, he
like kind of consumed by the Leviathan.
it's well, he disappears. I mean, how many times does he like do a
Yeah, but he's
formal?
never, he doesn't disappear, right? Like in the middle of a mission, I.
Well, I mean, I
I
don't
mean, yeah,
really.
technically, I guess he's still out there, but he's like part of the thing now, however that works.
So, this is, oh gosh, this is real. So actually, and like, it's not like I sat down and chose like an order or anything, but, well, I suppose the rest of the team sort of. Okay, so come with me. And he's gonna lead you to somewhere probably like one of the underdeveloped parts of the ship, where it's sort of like a in a permanent under construction mode. I'd say I don't really know entirely how to explain this. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions, but I can't answer everything. And like I said, I didn't plan it. This it just sort of a lot of things have just sort of happened. All right, don't freak out. And he's going to begin glowing blue and do a full like transformation sequence change into radiant.
I think Zavi just sort of watches and like when he's transformed, like, aha. Am I the only one who didn't know about this?
No, well, there are many people that don't know about this. It's actually a widely kept a secret. It's a secret identity. Hello, I am. But yes, on the team, I'm afraid, just given the linear nature of time and the haphazard circumstances of causality, yes, no, everyone else. Well, they. Already, not empty. Yes.
Well, this explains a lot.
Really,
I
that
feel like a
is
complete
the first
idiot.
time I've gotten that reaction.
How?
Well, as Sia
What
said,
exactly is this? What are you?
I
I mean, it's
am.
cool, but what
Thank you.
exactly is this?
I am, yes. I am Radiant. I am a child of the Last Bastion, and I am here to protect Sia.
You're like possessed by the last bastion.
No, I'm not. I'm just from or of, not actually the same as the last bastion. A small piece of
Okay.
power splintered off.
So I guess you're not possessed. You, Radiant,
Yes.
are possessing Sia.
We are in a partnership.
Couldn't something that powerful give you your own body?
Radiant looks like he has thought of this question before and is not happy about the implications of it before he puts his professional face back on and says, "This was not. This is not my story. I am here for Sia. I am here to help him and to protect him, and I can do that best from where I am."
Again, seems like it would work better if you had two different bodies. Like, I mean, you can be someone's bodyguard and not inhabit their body. That's weird. But I mean, okay, I look,
It is
I've flown
an
with you. I don't.
inexplicable situation.
So what can you do?
Well,
But see, I can't.
I am a pilot. I
Right, but
can. Well, no, it's not piloting. It's. Think about your life. Think
try not
about.
to.
Exactly. I am here so that. So that Sia can continue to exist. If Sia.
But if you die, doesn't Sia die too?
That's not it. It's not about danger. It's not about death.
Oh.
It's that Sia couldn't do all of this and remain unchanged.
Right, but he doesn't have to because he's not a pilot. So you're making him be a pilot. How is that protecting him?
No, he asked for this. It was part of what brought Lyra back from beyond the other side.
Okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
He did mention that most of this does not make sense, yes?
He did, and he's right about that. I'm just powerful God being. This doesn't seem like the most effective way to help someone.
This is the way that the Bastion could help. I imagine there is a lot that it has to deal with.
I mean, you're dragging him out into fights when otherwise he would not be in those fights at all. He would be here doing his job, relatively safe.
I doubt he would be out
Relatively.
here at all.
When did you merge? I'm trying to think of the most neutral term possible here.
However long ago, whenever it was that big, like, dramatic attack on the last Bastion, where Lyra woke back up. was 8 months, a year ago, something like that, probably.
A few months before the start of the series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last season.
I think just before Savvy got called back. So that's been a while. Look, I also want to protect Sia, and I also, we're on the same side, but just you're just another pilot, huh? That's all?
That's hardly something that can be reduced to that. We are
I mean, you're good
one
at
of
it, but
eight, nine to stand against all that's coming after humanity. That's hardly just anything. If there were an infinite line of people as capable as us, would you still be here?
I mean, no, neither would any. We're one line. We're not all. We're one line of the defense. And you're one person in all of that. If this is all you could, the Bastion can do, that's. It's pretty frightening.
Is a frightening place out here. We stand on the precipice with the last of our resources to draw on. Every tool is needed, every part is important. And
Is there
unlike
any more
most
of
of
you?
us, Sia can play at least two roles in this.
Are there more of you? Bits of the Bastion out here being people?
I'd never thought suppose anything is possible.
I want to cut there. I want to cut on that line. And I kind of I'd like to leave that little hangy, a little ambiguous there. But Sia or Radiant,
Poor Radiant, he's out
poor
himself.
Radiant. Thought you were supposed to be cool. What scene would you like to call?
So I mean, I think Zavi is not the only one with questions about Bastion. And I was looking through NPCs, and we've not seen a ton from Team Arcturus, which, side note, do we have a team name? Have I forgotten our team name?
Your team name is Bellatrix.
Ooh, okay, that's cool.
Because Soren is a former member of Team Bellatrix. That's how I remember that.
Ah. I was afraid they might have a cooler name than us, but that's all right. Okay, cool. Anyways, Alyssa
We
Crow
are the B team.
seems very interesting. Do we know much about
Here's the
her? Have we
thing.
seen much of her?
The thing is that you would be crossing paths with her because she lost her eyes during that last fight. And they have put in rune stones in their place. And so she's got these essentially, imagine etched marbles with runes on them that are in
I'd
her
really
eye
rather not.
sockets that kind of have some like cyber tech thing to they do kind of also move weirdly too.
That is pretty cool, though.
But she is there recuperating as well. I think that you will realize that she's clearly told the rest of her team not to come and visit her while she's there. The rest of the team is pretty much, she has her second in command who's a little competitive, but seems to have been taken down a notch, Torin. There's Lenith, who is kind of hyper competent. And like those are the three that are in the team. Used to have more.
So, are there any of these puzzles left that you haven't done at least a dozen times this week?
No, the puzzles are important visual things, and they make me do them over and over again.
Do you really think like it all works on a timeline? Like 15 more sessions and then it's just a hand, 3 more weeks and they're just eyes?
She kind of turns, she looks at you, and you'll see the runes kind of shift. And she goes, "No, because what happened to me destroyed all of my optic nerves. So these things are wired into my soul. So I don't see things like I did before. I can kind of see things like I did before, but then I relax and I see everything else."
That's the worst part. You keep thinking you can just relax, that you can take a breath, and you can just be normal for a minute, and then don't know, breaking things, moving things you didn't even think you were picking up, wake up in strange places, you know. I mean, it's just, how do you pay attention to everything all the time?
Pops says, "I used to be able to do that. I used to be able to be in charge. I used to be in command. But now I can kind of see the future. I don't like it."
The future or seeing it?
Both. Sometimes I know you're there, but I also see that you're not there.
Yeah, it's been happening more and more.
I heard you quit.
Did you know that I basically got sponsored for the military by the Last Bastion and Lyra? Ascension Angel Machine?
Why would the Angel Machine care about an engineer?
It's part of a deal I made. I couldn't. She was gone. And even though they're all machine, there's something else in there. And I couldn't fix it. I couldn't. We were being attacked. Everything was ending. So I made a deal, and here she is. Here I am. I thought there was some plan to all of it.
I think it's all chaos. I think we're all fucked. I think this is all going to come down around us. I don't think there's a plan. I don't think anyone here knows. I think they're all fooling themselves.
Can't be true. I can feel it. There's sometimes where I feel like it's right there. I could just, if I could just look sideways a little bit, I could reach out and touch it. If I could just ask the right questions, he could tell me, and but then it's gone. It slips away. It does all feel like chaos again.
When you asked Lyra why, what did they say?
The engines, it's nothing's ever that straightforward. They said there was a purpose. They said that this wasn't the time.
Well, it better figure out what the time is, because it's growing short, and you better ask. Want me up in the briefing room, and then you'll see the door open, and somebody will come in and go, Alyssa, they're going to need you up in the briefing room. See.
See you tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe. And she'll walk out.
She just fucking with me.
So, phases of play. The next phase of play after obligation is our downtime action. Everybody has two downtime actions. I don't think we have anything that modifies that, except for I believe that Zavi, do you get an extra downtime action, right?
Yep.
Okay. And during downtime, the group gets an additional downtime action distributed to members equal to the current Leviathan's track tier. So it is tier two, so you get two extra actions you can delightfully decide. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around and do one of the downtime actions, then we're going to do our team building exercise, and then we'll do the rest of them. So in the same order that we've done it throughout, By the way, you may hear behind, there are fireworks outside right now, so that may hear out that on Sherry and I's mics right now. Tav, what would you
So,
like to do? Yes.
can I say something just from a meta standpoint beforehand?
Absolutely.
So I have several injuries, and I think Tav and Zavi both have some injuries, and like many things in this game, you can't fix that yourself. You only heal when someone else is watching you do it. In that someone else has to take an action to, like, you have to take an action to help someone else heal.
Okay.
So I would appreciate some of that, since I have a long recovery ahead of me. But we also have other people with minor injuries, so we should think about that.
That's a really good point. In fact, let's do this because the Leviathan track is almost into the three. It's almost, we're just one tick into it, but I'll give you three extra downtime actions rather than two.
But those downtime actions from that ability there can only be used for preparation. But if
Oh.
we were planning on preparation anyway, that's the same. We'll just pretend we're using our own for preparation, and the others are free for anything.
That is certainly fine by me. Let me frame up too. The team Arcturus is called up, like is called to a meeting. And then they are sent back to their hangar and isolated. You know that as well. Strangely, they actually send a Sorin down there as well. And the impression you will get is that they know what the next mission is, but they are waiting to brief you on it. There's something going on with that. So if you decide to do like the research preparations things, you can kind of like try and figure out what's going on with that in addition to kind of building up that tier track. So just to tell you kind of to frame up what's happening.
Who got sent down there?
Sorin, the injured person who went out with you all, who used to be on your team.
Gotcha. And who else? Who was the other one?
Team Arcturus.
Team Octorus. Gotcha.
Yeah. All of them. Tav, what do you want to start with for your first downtime action?
I'll go ahead and use one of those preparations.
Okay.
Do we have any idea of what the mission is?
No. But you can
Okay.
still do preparations and then you can ask some questions.
Yeah. All right.
So this is when you make preparations, just like what is it that you think you're doing as general prep here that we're going to see?
I think that there's going to be a. I'm kind of working on our teamwork as a concept here.
Okay.
And so I think that there is an element of me trying to work with the engineers and, contacting each people individually. So that we can have a little bit more, this is purely narrative, but
Sure.
a little bit more dynamic integration in when we're out fighting together, like we're sending signals. The engine sends a signal to the other engine, so we're ready. Kind of, there's almost a synergy from movement. The concept being, just a tighter integration of communications.
Sure. What do you want to roll that with?
Let's see. Flow or analyze, I guess.
Let's go with analyze, and we will give you the extra effect level. I don't
Okay.
think you get the extra die, but I do think you get the extra effect level. So let's have you roll two dice.
Okay. Oh, if I get the extra dice, it'll. Oh, I don't get the extra die. I get the effect. And for some reason, it locked me out. There we go. I'm back at it. So, rolling 2d6. I got a 2 and a 4.
So the 4 would normally be 3 segments, but because it goes up an effect level, it'll be 4 segments. You may mark on
Okay.
preparations there.
Yay.
And you get to ask a question from your list.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. And my list. I don't know, I'll try and figure out some things here. What's already in motion here? What am I seeing since I'm spending time with the engines? What am I seeing them doing with like Arcturus's engines? It'll give me maybe a clue of why they're down there all isolated.
Yeah, well, I mean, their engines and Arcturus are like the whole thing. They are have actually kind of buttoned up,
So they
and
moved their engines off the normal hangar. Ooh.
you definitely have the sense that they are tightening the flow of information, and that they're worried about leaks, and whatever is going on with this next mission is going to involve both teams, but. The sense you get is that they've told Arcturus what they're doing, and the Arcturus is preparing, and that they're going to tell you like when it's time to go.
That's like, who do they not trust, us or Arcturus, to leak? Because they've isolated them, but they're not telling us anything. That's something to think on.
That sound good? A good, reasonable answer. So we'll assume that you've used one of the extra bonus actions then. So you still have 2 left. And I'll mark that we've used one of those 3. Manon.
So, let's see here. I don't know. I guess the critical thing is probably, I will probably go and spend some time with Sia
Okay.
and do the healing action.
So tell us how you are helping Sia recover.
I think that Manny comes in and you see that she's brought like, I don't know, those electro candles, like the votives, the electro votives. And
Little
she's
Van de Graaff
like,
generators.
yeah, and she'll come in and she'll go, "It's just us. I'm gonna pray over you." Because everyone always loved this.
Thoughts and prayers.
Wait, really? Do I have to do
Yes, you have
anything?
to stay very still and look as much like a saint as you can.
Oh,
It's
like a saint?
important. Yes.
Should I be wearing like robes or something? Do I need to be ritually cleansed?
Oh, I hope you've been cleansed today.
Well, I mean, yes, I took. Do I need to chant anything?
No, usually saints are, they're in recovery, right? That's they're in.
Oh, I'm just being beatific.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And very still. And then she laughs and she goes, "Not really. But I'm gonna light the votives." And she goes, "And I will stay here until they've burned out.
You
It will
realize that
help."
could be anywhere from 8 hours to 5 days, right? Those batteries are pretty efficient when they're fully charged.
Yes, it will depend. Bastion will know when you mark it.
So, what do you want to roll?
That's a good question. So, Typically for me, that maybe like kind of like was watchful, would it protect? So I don't know, what is that? Defy, empathize, to perceive, analyze. I think flow. No, flow. Is it flow?
That's more of a movement and
Yeah,
speed.
it's so what would it be?
Analyzes
Empathize.
search beyond the surface presentation of the world,
That's it.
or
That's
confess or express might be like
ooh,
setting up your
confess. You have
world.
to confess your sins
Oh,
and
yeah,
expel
okay.
them in
Oh,
front of you.
jeez. Oh,
Exactly.
no.
She spends the whole time teasing you that you have to do something that's very churchy. Like she already knows you are going to fight it, so she will keep on coming up with things that you have to do. All right.
I
So
think
mostly she's
somewhere.
just spending time with you and making
Yeah.
sure that you're staying in one place, if that
So
makes any
which are
sense.
you rolling, Manon?
Can I do analyze? Or is that not physical enough?
I think we're more in express or forgive or even perceive. I would be one of those would be appropriate.
Okay. Guess express then?
Okay.
I mean, analyze, perceive. I don't know. It is that thing of I am doing what the machines say it he they need is for him to stay still so that the healing stuff will work better. And that's what I'm doing, is just keeping him in place while I tease him. So
How about defy then? Yeah, okay.
okay,
Forcing
sure.
him
Forcing him to stay where
to
he is.
okay. So roll two dice.
Okay.
It's the
That sounds
example on defy being stand up to a bully.
good. Sit. Man in bedside manner.
Don't you even think of it. Okay. Of course, I managed to, guess what? Close
Uses
the
the roller.
roller.
Yeah.
How do I do that? You don't know. All right. A six and a five.
So that will clear your level one harm,
Three,
and
four.
your
Oh,
level two
yeah.
harm becomes a level one harm.
Nice.
So, erase twisted blame and put in like level one itchy hand.
Like, yeah. Awkward prosthetic. How about that?
I like that.
Okay. And when she finally like finishes up, she does stop and she go, "You're feeling a little better?"
Is this one a trick? Or am I going to get some like
There is a
terrible
right
lesson
answer to
about how I feel?
it. Yes. There is a correct answer. That's true. I'm sure that you can discern it.
I feel I don't know, my hand feels better. I just feel bad about everything else.
Good answer. You should feel bad. There you go. She laughs. Because really, no.
Is
You know how
this
it is. Guilt really
helping?
is it? Are you feeling better?
No, I'm mostly just spending a lot of time thinking about how I messed things up a lot recently.
Better communication always helps. At least we understand why you're doing what you're doing.
I told Zavi, messed that up too.
Just keep trying. We'll get it right eventually. She'll stand up and then she will sort of tap you on the forehead and she'll go, "And I do need to speak to Radiant at some point."
Not now, if that's
It's okay.
Zavi. What do you want to do for your first downtime action?
Since my specialty is doing links, I haven't talked to Tab in a while. Let's do that.
Okay. Where were you meeting up with Tab? What are you doing to make that connection?
That is an excellent question.
I will point out that if you do it in the mess hall, you get an extra die.
We'll do it in muscle.
What is the food that you're being served in the mess hall today?
I mean, it is freeze dried, and the texture of like inertial damping foam. But it's supposed to be it's supposed to be potatoes. It probably is potatoes, but like ground down to powder and then mixed with water and then like extruded through something and then dried.
So you sit down with Tav. Like, what is the conversation? What do you want to engage with? And then like what do you want to roll?
Hi, Zavi.
Hey, so
Yeah.
have you heard the apparently there are some people who think that we are somehow contributed to the attack. What is the deal with
Yeah.
that?
Well, people, when they're scared, they look for something to blame, and we're different, and we're on the front lines. And if it's still scary, even though we're out there, then clearly we're not doing our best.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Do you think it'll die off when, I don't know, how long do you think it'll take if it does die off? Or do you think it'll just like stick around?
Things got better, then they'd be happier with us. If
Right.
things get worse, they'll blame us more and more.
Yeah.
I like to believe that it's not most people. Or most people, if they sat down and thought about it, would realize that it's not logical.
Yeah. Mean, it's hard to do that when, Bastion. It's.
I heard that several hundred people died when Bastion got struck. A
Yeah.
lot of people were injured. They're going to be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really blame him for that. I just
Does it bother you? I mean,
little bit.
obviously it's not great, but I mean, are you worried about it, and why?
I mean, that's my world, I'm a civilian at heart. Like I've been here a little while, but I feel like those are my people, right? Like,
Well, you were chosen by an ancient. I'll be honest with you. It's obviously you know that the rest of us, something occurs. We link more. There's something else inside of us. And
yeah.
I had a figured that the engine saw that in you, but
No, I think Like, that's just the only option at the time that would work.
Believe that's true.
You know, it doesn't, the best of a bad lot is not, you know, you don't have to be special to be the best alternative at the moment. You just have to
You've been
be there
doing
and
really well.
not be completely unsuitable. I don't know. It, maybe it shouldn't bother me. It's just, you know, there. I don't know. I have friends there. You know, I have like I had a life there, which I guess it's ridiculous to assume that I could ever go back to that, because we're all gonna die out here. But,
I
you
mean,
know,
have you talked to
kind
any of
of
them?
been holding out hope a little, you know.
Do you ever talk to any of them? Are you ever
Yeah,
connected back
sometimes.
home?
Yeah, I mean, well, not like home, home. That's been gone for a long time, but like,
I mean,
you
yeah,
know, Bastion. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I talked to an old friend, you know, today, and about another old friend who I have not did not get a chance to see. But you know, there are still people there that I care about, and
And they don't feel like blaming you, do they?
it didn't seem to. Although I haven't really told one of them exactly what I do. He's probably
Well.
found out by now. So that's going to be fun.
I'd say if the people that care about you aren't blaming you or circulating crazy rumors like we're working with the enemy, then that's what's important.
Yeah, so you, what's up with you?
And I think we're gonna cut. Yeah, I think we're gonna cut since it's the downtime. That feels like empathize, Zavi.
It sounds good.
You've got an extra die for yourself, and then it does feel like Tav is engaging. So let's roll three dice for that.
All right. And one of them is a six.
A six. So, Tyler, you may work four links with Zavi. And then Sia, what do you want for your first downtime?
I'll do one of the free preparations as well.
Okay. What is it you are doing to prepare?
I am also curious, and I have a tap into Bellerophon's surveillance network.
So that feels like maybe analyze.
Yeah, or
Oh, let's do conceal since you've
conceal.
got two dots
Yeah.
in that and you built for that specifically. So let's have you roll two dice. So that's two ticks on make preparations.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And you get to ask a question.
Let's see. Ticks. I'm going with what's the vulnerability here, in that they are going to a lot of trouble to keep us segmented and trying to protect some sort of informational security in this upcoming op. But who are they trying to protect it from? Like, what are they, who are they afraid of finding out stuff?
The engines.
Oh shit.
You will see that they are coating T-Mark Turris's engines with something. that you see is a refractive, non-informational like matrix to that cuts down sensors and things like that. There's something going on. They're doing some other stuff there, but you can tell that they are definitely trying to make sure that the engines don't hear what's happening.
I mean, he just like quickly pulls up feeds of our hangar. Has anybody done anything to our engines?
No. But there's nobody doing prep. I mean, there's standard prep team stuff, and they're not have any mission prep people doing anything right now besides the normal stuff right now.
I don't know if you realize this, Lowell, but that wasn't very comforting.
Let's take a break. And we'll come back and we'll do the Bastion roll because they also get a before downtime action roll. We'll do that one, resolve that. Take five and then we'll come back.
Yes.
I apologize. A little bit delay. Right now, we're doing the second downtime action. Tavi is interacting with Pegasus. We return to the scene in progress.
So I, up in the hangar inside, I've been brought in, and it's going to be a, I have kind of given up some hope, and I'm going to tell you why. But I've sort of seen a bit of hope maybe out there, so I just want to tell you because we're in this together, and what happens to me and what happens to you affects us both, and then I kind of just lay out that the bastion of another place. I saw the destruction of all, and that bastion somehow and for some reason chose me to come to this place and try and fix things. You are muted, my love.
Let's have you roll confess.
Okay. I have one die, and I don't know if they're able to open or not.
I think we have always
Oh, this
established that
isn't a
the int.
connection. This is a connection. This is rolling for healing them, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, yeah.
But we always
So,
assume the connection there.
I got a four.
Got a four. And that is more than enough to clear that out. You only had two ticks to do that, so you can return Pegasus back to full strength.
How did they respond?
I think Pegasus is proud and disappointed simultaneously. Proud of you for coming forward and telling them all of this, but also disappointed that you didn't tell them earlier.
That's valid.
And I think they will say, we are nothing without the trust that we give one another. And you will have to rebuild that.
We're going to do that.
You should not keep things from your engines, it says ominously.
Yes, bag of my heart.
That brings us to Manon for the second. You're
Yes.
muted.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was muted and there was a cattail in the way
Right.
of me doing anything else. Okay,
Do you want to do
so
the last of the preparations?
yes, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
I've gotten kind of a hint of what's going on that Sia saw, correct? Sia saw it. So I think the thing that I want to do is analyze, which goes, I want to see if I can figure out a way that even if they tried to do that to our engines, we, the pilots, still have like our full connection, like maybe even amped up, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Why don't you roll analyze?
So that's a 2d6. So two fours.
Two fours. So that isn't enough with the bonus you're going to get from Watchful for Effect to fill in the all of that track.
Okay, good. That was the first thing we wanted to do.
So that'll fill in the full readiness track, and you get to ask a question.
Yeah, and I think I get to actually ask extra questions, don't I? I have like a, well, I could be. Anyway, so of my questions, this thing here.
Yeah, I don't see an extra question.
Yeah, no, I think that was a certain situation. So, honor bound. So anyway, my thing is ooh. What is most dangerous here, in the sense of like, that's too big of a question, isn't it? Let's see
Yeah.
here. I change it to what are they afraid of?
Who's they?
Whoever's cutting down or limiting what the engines can sense.
Problem is, I think the answer to that question is they don't want the engines to know. Like unfortunately, like that's
That's
kind of the
it.
answer
The
there.
engines to know what, I guess.
What
So,
they're doing.
okay. Yeah, I guess it is okay.
So, is there some other question that we can frame that with?
Yeah, okay. We can still speak with our engines. The engines
Yeah,
can
they
still
haven't done
sense what's
anything to you. They
outside.
haven't done anything to your engines. They haven't touched them at all.
Ooh. Sorry, my questions are weird for this particular
Yeah.
one. So I think the thing is who will my foes, which is anyone who would try to do anything to Regulus, going to try to single out? Okay, like is it going to just be this other team,
Yeah,
or are they going to
you have the
come for
sense. You
our
have the sense of what's going
course?
on.
Okay.
This, and I think this is that there are two missions that are happening here, and that they're interrelated to one another, and that Team Arcturus is taking a very different kind of mission. But one that's probably going to put a lot of the weight of what's about to come on your shoulders.
Okay. All right. So I think knowing that, goes, okay, that's what they're doing. It's a division of labor, and we're going to be shouldering the thing to, and I'll just say we're probably going to end up being the distraction.
And then Zavi, your second link or connection or whatnot.
And I yeah, I'm like makes the most
You
sense,
get.
obviously. I think I will talk to Man.
Bannon seems serious, maybe upset about the lack of information. So, are you also a cornering man in the cafeteria?
Oh, that works for everybody, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
I was thinking it only worked for Todd for some reason.
Yeah, no. So you go down there, Zavi. How are you, like, using the cafeteria as your staging place for this connection?
I think I knew that Manon was going to try to find out more about what was going on with the secrecy and the other team's engines, and I'm catching up with her to find out what she found out.
Okay. So perceive maybe.
Yeah, that works.
So perceive plus one for the special talent there. And there was something else. Oh, in the cafeteria. So four dice.
Four
Oh.
dice.
Four. Okay.
Unprecedented.
Well, I just rolled two, so I will roll two more and hope they're better than those two. A four. There
Four.
we go.
So you will get Manon. You may mark down three links with
Ooh,
Zavi.
those are the best links because they are the universal links that we all need and love. Yes, I will give you some of my supply of bread to have with your lunch.
And then Sia. You did prep, so you've still got two standard actions left.
So I want to work on Lyra,
Okay.
but I think it's not going well for Sia. He keeps trying to work on external pieces because he's not quite worked up to opening them up and working on internal stuff and sparks and miswiring and things keep going wrong. And so he goes back to his bunk very frustrated and upset and falls into a fitful sleep. And then Radiant wakes up in the middle of the night and goes into the hangar. And I have a new move that I picked up in between stuff that is from the Harmony playbook.
Okay.
It's perfect pitch. Your voice is polyphonic and eerily beautiful. Allies can always hear you when you speak, regardless of distance or other interference. And when you sing to inspire your allies or soothe the troubled hearts of foes, roll plus one die. But I think when Radiant goes in there, he walks up to Lyra and puts a hand on their power control sphere floating in the middle thing, and begins singing. I think actually there's a little flashback, and there was a hymn that Manon was occasionally humming under her breath while she was tormenting Sia, while they were having a lovely bonding time. And Radiant begins singing that hymn in whatever sort of weird language we use for religious stuff.
Yeah.
And his voice is, it's like a combination of Sia's voice and Radiant's voice, and there is this thrumming undertone that is somehow also the voice of the Bastion, all just sort of melded together. And as he reaches the end of the hymn, there's this flash from Lyra's sphere of this bluish purple light. It's shining out of their eyes as well. And starting with Lyra, but spreading to all of the engines, and I think everyone on the ship hears this final, deep resonant chord that they sort of buzz hum out Oldie Vatical-ish. At the end of the hymn there.
And so your goal is to recover the
Yes, I want to work on Fix, Heal, Lyra.
Let's do that. So I think it's Express
I think it is
will
too.
give you the extra a bonus die here, I think,
Nice.
in this case for the perfect pitch. Just because I feel like that feels right. So let's have you roll two dice.
A three.
A three. So that will be two ticks towards that.
But yeah, I do think there is this weird moment in the middle of the night one night when like everyone on the ship wakes up because of this strange resonant chord going through the whole ship.
I like it. That brings us back to Tyler. You still have one regular downtime action.
Oh, I wanted to say Last Bastion's actions.
Oh yeah, let's do that here. Come to them real quick. All right. It has two downtime actions. If we go to the flagship, Emperor Tarsus Falls, we don't have a long-term project currently in play, so it doesn't do that. If Bastion packs are depleted, repair Bastion tech, roll as make preparations. Make preparations to do that. So could I have somebody roll 2d6 for me?
Do it. A four.
Okay.
Wildly mediocre.
So they will do that. And it's still depleted. So that doesn't do that. So roll me 2d6 again.
Okay.
Oh, actually, sorry.
Or do you?
Did that wrong. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Bastion attack at the P to repair the back. Other results to the Bastion track. Sorry, I always get it mixed up on how they're doing depletion versus.
We'd already depleted, I think.
So the mass machine just was down that. So it does go back up. Okay. So it is up. Okay. So I think we've got that taken care of
Okay.
there. Actually, with that second roll, we'll get the Bastion back up to three on that.
Okay.
Okay. That will bring us, so that will be filled up. That was, so we go back to Tyler, right?
Yeah, I think
Before we
so.
broke that sequence. Okay. Tyler, back to you.
I'm
The
torn
people who
between,
are still have damage
yeah.
are Tav,
Wait.
Zavi, and Sia all still have wounds that need to be healed.
Okay. And our current wounds are giving us less effect at the moment.
Correct.
Which I suppose we should be remembering. Well, I'll go and try and heal Sia.
Okay.
We haven't seen each other, that makes sense.
What do you want? Like, how is it that you help out with the healing there?
I think I'm going to check in on Sia and invite them to just do like a recreation day type of thing. And I imagine that is probably more, in the like play game. I can't see us not having our recreation still have something training wise. I think it's been drilled into us.
Right.
So I think it's, like inviting you to do. Imagine we have like a cool training thing where they have the big screen and it could be like you're running and jumping inside of some sort of augmented reality space. And we'll like do that and then have something to eat, do some more of it sort of thing, if you're willing to come along.
I think actually he's sort of excited because he's never like officially gotten to use it before. He's worked on it and like done, like system tests and stuff on it and sort of snuck a little time every now and then. But, this is like a military and pilot training thing.
What do you want to roll that with?
Let's see here. I think that that looks to be like these stats. Probably for me, it would be flow, I guess. It's
Okay, sure.
doing,
Roll me a
it's
D6.
movement based. Yeah. I got a
Six,
six.
all clear. See ya.
Wow.
Now work out the kinks.
Yeah.
Hope you had fun.
And actually, I was thinking about doing the same for Tav, so it might make sense to just have that here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I was looking, and you have sprained wrist as a harm. And I've been learning a lot of arm and hand and wrist exercises recently. And I think I can show you about 30 more than you want to see.
Well, cool.
But
This is a sweet little
if you
robot.
do them for a mind-numbingly long amount of time, you will eventually get a little bit better, hopefully.
Let's have you roll flow then. So three ticks.
I think actually something happened on that. No, it's on a critical that something
Right, that you
happens,
would
not
actually
just
get
on a six.
a link.
Yeah, okay.
So you will get three on that.
Yeah, I think he sees like you're holding whatever sort of controller or like gun analog awkwardly at times, and on one of our breaks in between, he'll talk you through and like reach out, and there's sort of a moment there where he's like holding your hand, but he's like guiding and showing you how to do it, sort of uneven expectations of things.
Yep.
Excellent.
Zavi, your third action. Ooh, that cat looks angry.
There he is.
You're muted, Zavi.
Course I am. Okay. Well, the only one I don't have links with at the moment is Sia. So, or actually,
Okay.
I don't have links to anybody, but the only one who doesn't have links with me is Sia.
So catch Sia in the
Yeah.
there. What is your tactic for this particular lunch?
I think I'm like, make sure it's actually Sia first. Like, hey,
That's not how this works.
right. Hey, I Sorry, I left. That was
Look, before you say anything, let me show you something. And he'll like pick up his tray and all of his stuff and like motion at you to pick up yours as well. And goes to it. He leads you over to a random other table here in the mess hall. And as you sit down, he pulls out a little meter and puts it onto the end of the table. And he says, "Look, I built this whole like floor, and I installed most of the systems in the mess hall here. This table is actually in the blind spot of all 15 cameras, and as long as the decibel meter stays up in the yellow, no one can actually
Hey,
hear anything we say."
that is amazing. I just sorry, I kind of that was kind of awkward. And wait, I don't even know. I assume you heard that whole conversation when I was talking with Radiant, yeah? Or not? Don't.
Parts of it, but I got it's sort of like remembering pieces of a dream sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. A lot of the time there's like explosions and space battles, and that's adrenaline makes things more memorable, I guess.
Right. Okay. Just I don't know. I don't want it to be awkward 'cause like I don't know. I don't have a lot of friends on this ship and anyway. Sorry if I made it awkward.
I feel like I could have made things less awkward like months ago. And
Yeah, I mean,
in that case we would have been like well past it at this point.
that's, I'm not gonna argue with that, but like, I don't know, secrets are kind of take on a life of their own sometimes.
It's been a really confusing time.
Yeah, I can imagine. So are you okay with it? Like,
I won't pretend like things are perfect between me and Radiant, but I don't know. I feel like we're figuring something out, and I mean, it's important what we do. Saw what happened to Bastion last time. They're
yeah.
only just getting everything back up and running. Back there, I could only react. I could only fix the damage that had already happened. I don't know. I still hope that out here we can change things before they go wrong.
I guess that makes sense. I just I mean, if you're okay with it, then I'm gonna shut up about it.
Don't be afraid to say what you feel.
I mean, I can't think of anything that would freak me out more than someone taking over my body and going to fight a war. Using my body, okay? But that's me. And I realize you might not feel the same way about that.
I think I feel the same way about going out and fighting a war.
Yeah.
I think you're rolling three dice with empathize. Look at that.
Six,
That
six,
is a
five.
critical. So, on a
Oh.
critical, Zavi, you get to mark a link with Sia. And Sia, you get to mark five links with Zavi. Ship gets underway. The
On.
ship gets moving. Oh,
Oh,
I'm
I
sorry.
get.
Oh, did we skip over because of that? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Man, your last action.
Yeah, if I understand, the one remaining wound that we have is on Zavi.
That is correct.
All right. And which was Zavi used Altair last, right?
Yes.
Yes. So here's the thing. Your wound is a shark bite, which means Altair has a shark bite as well. So I think that it's essentially, I think I come to get you, because I'm like, they're working on Altair now. They're getting him fixed up. You should come down. And she goes, and I think that's what it is that I pull Zavi down, and essentially she's like, you have to talk Altair through this, because it's like other people handling him in, well,
The
like
ghosts might
surgeons.
be a little bit restless.
But I'm here if you need anything, okay?
Okay, sure.
And yeah, that's kind of what I do, is I just support Zavi while Altair is being healed. In theory, the sort of, does that make any sense?
Sure. You want to roll flow?
Yeah,
Two
sure. That
dice.
sounds great. All right. Do 2 6. Do it. Ah,
That will clear it.
six. All right.
Yeah.
So you clear that. Tyler, Patrick, don't forget to clear yours.
Good.
I did finally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone has cleared their wounds.
And then
Cool.
after that's done, she does sort of say, "Are you feeling better?"
Yeah. I'm fine.
And she nods. She goes, "Whenever Regulus is doing well, I feel better too." Because you are a pilot.
Yeah. The ghosts were calmer than I expected.
Will you be taking Terra out this time or Charon?
Whichever I'm assigned to.
You should talk to them.
It's a good idea. I'll ask the engines.
Always ask the engines.
The ship jumps, moves on. You're still not giving a briefing. And you still haven't talked to Team Arcturus. And then finally, the bishop comes down. And you'll see that there are some other people from the temple, some other religious people here that you haven't seen before on the ship. And they will come in and they take you to a briefing room and they say, this next mission is vital. It is crucial to what we are doing. And unfortunately, the bishop says, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you what you need to do, but I cannot tell you why you need to do it. This is truly a matter of faith at this point. We are headed to a place called Zamora Nagar. It is, we believe, a fissure, an information space connection to some of the hyperdimensionality where our foes come from. We believe that there are a trio of Leviathans guarding the space. Team Arcturus has been properly outfitted as they need to be. They will be mobile, but they cannot fight. And you will not be able to communicate with them. Team Arcturus is being supplemented. There will be four people from Team Arcturus going. They will be entering the fissure. You, your team of five, need to clear the path so as many of them as possible get through. I can't let you speak with Team Arcturus from this point forward, but I need you to do this. I need you to keep them safe. I need you to get them into that nexus. Choose your engines wisely. Manon, you have command and control for your team from this point forward.
Yes, sir.
If you have any hesitation about any of your members, and you see him look over at Sandal, you are welcome to leave them at home. But I leave those decisions in your hands. Dismissed. And that's where we're going to go to Stars and Wishes. Hold off next time. We know what the mission is. That's where we're starting out next time on board the Bastion as you are coming in.
Are we going to XP at the beginning of next time, since it's every session XP gain?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Thank you for reminding him.
I
It took
should
me
have
a minute to think on it
I
too.
should have paced that better. Let's go ahead and do that now. Let's start with Tav. Let's get to the actions and the XP
Address
stuff.
a challenge with foresight or revelation. I don't know if I had a particular challenge that we had in this session. It's express beliefs, drive, role, or background. I think I did a good bit of that. I addressed my failed savior, and by kind of background
Yeah,
from or things
I
from
think we
coming from
definitely
back.
hit those last three questions on you. I think that's 3 XP. It feels right to
Excellent.
me. Does that feel good?
Feels good.
Okay. Manon.
Challenge with kindness or self-sacrifice? I mean, in a perverse way, I was very kind to Sir Sia.
Okay.
So I think I express my beliefs, drives, role, or background. I mean, I do think that the first
Yeah, you did the servant to the
yes,
church. Yeah, so we'll
yeah.
give you a point for that.
So that struggles with issues of my promises or obligation. I mean,
I think between point 3 and 4, you've got at least one of those. So I think another
okay.
point is fair.
All right, that sounds great.
Zavi, I think honesty.
Yeah.
With brutal honesty, a point for that. What else do you think we got here?
I think I did at least one of the expressed beliefs drives role or
Yeah,
struggle
we
issues.
certainly hit the background there. So let's give you that. I don't know. I don't think we hit your promises, but I do think we saw the contents of your heart. So I think three also feels right for you.
Seems right.
See ya.
I feel like making all of the engines sing is pretty ostentatious.
Yeah.
And I also feel like I spent a lot of time talking about my beliefs, both defending and questioning them.
Yeah. I think everything except for your promises, I think at least three there, right? What's your obligation? Living two lives. Yeah, I'm going to give you a full four on that.
Okay, cool.
I think you have the toughest time in some ways with that particular road to hoe. I still would like to do a quick stars and wishes. Here as we hit up against the time. Tyler.
It's nice jumping back in. It's everybody is very quick to pick up their characters. They feel very livid. And we quickly return to, I feel like, who we were. This mission coming up seems scary, and I like that. So, Lord, you made it impressive. It feels consequential. I enjoyed Xavi and Sia's conversation quite a lot. I thought that one. There was some pointed things to see to well to Radiant that we hadn't none of the rest of us had really said, and I thought that was quite good to have in there. And I think there was a bit of Radiant dancing around, not saying, well, you don't understand it because you haven't transcended yet. That was maybe to save some feelings. That there were some little things around that that I found interesting. As for wishes, I do want it to be dangerous. I kind of like to. I have some moves, or I have, a couple of things in there that trigger on people getting badly hurt, or killed that I get to trigger back on, and maybe, having these people we got to protect, this could be a good time for that. So I wouldn't mind seeing the stakes quite high.
Okay.
And I will remind, I actually did not get filled up enough, so I do still have one entry. My effect will be lower.
Okay. Manon.
Let's see here. It was nice to jump back in. It was nice to get back up to speed with all the characters. It was. I remember the downtime things being like we had none, like it was a thing. So I just have to applaud our choices along the way because we actually had a decent amount. We all could do three things, and that felt so much better than when we started, if I may say so. So that felt good. Like we were smart players. Yay for us. I put that all at the feet of Tyler and C and Patrick for figuring those things out. But very good. Injuries are really painful.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. You guys, dang. Yeah, that was interesting to see and feel, and I think we did feel it. What's going on with Bastion is kind of really creeping me out right now. So there you go. And onto the, I guess, what is this called? Would you do that? The escort mission? Yeah. Yikes. Okay. I hate those in all video games. So it's going to be great when you're sending your friends into a
Absolutely.
death fissure. So.
It does remind me, everybody take a look because I do want to set what your new series ability is next time. So if that is so that if that's something you
Oh.
can use during play, you can use it. I've marked three ticks of XP on your XP track as well.
Thank you.
Zavi.
I mean, stars to probably conversations, everybody jumping back into this, like with very little confusion and like it's like it's only been a few weeks. And stars to Patrick for playing along with that conversation. Yeah, I don't have any specific wishes, I don't think.
Okay.
I will be looking for an opportunity to finally ditch my only mortal. But like I don't think I'm asking for a specific like thing with that. I'm just gonna be looking out for an opportunity to do it.
Okay. I
If it
think
comes up, cool.
that's
If not, cool.
yeah. That's super fair.
We are ready to support you in that.
Sia slash Radiant.
Yeah, like everyone said, getting back into this went surprisingly well because we started off and lol, like you started listing like all these things that happened in just the last couple sessions. I was like, oh my God, I've forgotten half of this. I am so behind. I am not going to be able to do this, but like it all just came back. We started getting into it and it all made sense. I agree with you, Sherry. Like this downtime round felt very different than some previous ones, and we won't always have that huge gap on the preparations track to fill up. We won't always be able to fully maximize all of our actions, but it was cool to have one downtime where we could use absolutely everything we could. I really enjoyed how the like B plot of this episode ended up being nearly everybody, including a bunch of NPCs, talking about their beliefs and doubts about Bastion. It's such a mysterious part of the setting and of our world, and you know, it's a dead god and unknowable in a lot of ways, properly, but I really loved all the discussions around it and the people's very different viewpoints on the reliability of and capability of Bastion. Also, that conversation with Zavi was great. I love like how totally unimpressed Zavi was.
Yes.
Like Radiant did the full transformation, light show, animation sequence, spinning around camera, music break, everything. And Zavi was just like, what's wrong with you? My wishes is one very specific one from right here at the end. Because the Cardinal came in and told us not only that we shouldn't communicate with Team Arcturus, but that we couldn't. And I have a new power that sort of says that I can. So I'm very tempted to push against that, but also he made a big thing about like this has to be on your faith in Bastion and the plan and the mission. And there's a big part of Sia that really needs to believe in the plan and the mission right now. So I'm very torn about what I want to do there.
Oh
But
yeah.
I just made that connection with Alyssa, and I'm really tempted to try and break radio silence.
Absolutely. I think showing a lack of faith at that time would be a perfect thing, especially if you go into Eclipse and do that and it all goes terribly wrong.
I will be struggling with what to do.
I'm going to stop the recording on that note.